remember, if you have financial abundance, it's because you deserve it. If you've lived by your values and you've truly given yourself each day, tried to add major value to other people's lives, and you've had a decent vehicle, you will develop financial abundance. You'll have financial excess. Now, the challenge with that is that people think that when they hear excess is too much. But in this case, you've got to realize that your excess is the result of you giving much more than what's even shown up. It's a great scorecard for the value you've added in other people's lives, and as a result, you have even more in your own as well. There is no need to create limits on yourself. Let yourself grow well beyond your past limits and create the abundance you deserve. Here's your assignment for today. You go, I got another assignment? Well, why not? We're on a roll. The last assignment is this. As you turn the tape off, let me give you a 10-day challenge. I know I've given you some daily challenges, like your morning questions, but just for 10 days, and start it today. Would you be willing to take a minute or two and begin to condition your mind for financial possibility by doing the following? Writing down simply three ideas on how to make money. Three new ideas, either something that already exists that you haven't been paying attention to before, or a brand new idea, a concept for a service or a business or an investment or a possibility or an invention, anything at all. And let me give you one caveat. Maybe a bunch of your ideas won't be worthwhile. Who cares? How many ideas do you need to be able to create financial abundance? One or two good ones, that's it. And that's all you need is one. So if you did this for 10 days, you'll have 30 ideas at the end of 10 days, plus you'll have done something else. You'll have established a conditioned mental pattern or habit of looking for financial opportunity, and you certainly deserve that. If you keep looking, you're liable to find something, and if you find something, you're liable to follow through, and if you follow through, you're liable to make some major money, and then you won't have to focus on money. You'll be able to just have that abundance and be able to focus on whatever you hold is most important now. So go for it. Try the 10-day financial challenge. Three ideas a day. It'll be a lot of fun. Plus, it'll stimulate and stretch your imagination. And when you come back tomorrow, we're going to talk about how to eliminate the fears of failure, success, and rejection. So go for it right now. Come up with your ideas, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Until then, live with passion.